The unbearable heat, the unrelenting ash can smoke. We breathe both smoke and heat, digesting a dryness unquenched. I had visibly detected the letters on the fugitive's page, but the labyrinth was making the reading of them difficult. I felt an upheaval in the pit of my gut, triggering first my bowels and ultimately cascading upward through my rib cage, finally exploding inside my head, wrenching my mouth to speak in a guttural language that for the foreigner requires no translator. To my anguish, the page is labeled Surveillance Report. The large letters turn my already tortured stomach over and inside out as I begin to cognize both the page's content and the significance of the multitude of men congregated around the colossal burning can. The busy hands controlled by ignorant minds burn the documented details of their past compromised. The cheap affair. 6:40 a.m. the subject leaves room 341 and drives away in his 97 Honda. The crooked business deal. 3:20 p.m. the subject switches the first page of the already signed contract. The child abused. 11:37 p.m. the subject begins to rip the urine-soaked sheets off his daughter's bed. The report goes up in smoke. They naively burn what they believe to be blank sheets of paper. Instead, they are fueling the inferno with surveillance reports they don't know exist, reports they can't perceive, even when they hold them between their culpable fingers. My inflamed eyes involuntarily wish to shut from the sheer weight of ash accumulated on my eyelids. But just before my peepers succumb, they discover one final truth from the fugitive's gaze. The consolidation of power eliminates the need for greedy to solicit conspirators, thus antiquating the term conspiracy theory. The merging of universes sanctions supremacy, a monopoly of one base with many heads. Conspirators are replaced by employees, so unaware they are misdirected by a work order, propped up by a court of media. The seedier the report's content, the fierier the combustion.